Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Banger.
Another
about
banger.
Bangers.
Another banger.
Dan Wilson impressing me today. For someone who I didn't know you're a music man as much. I thought you were,
wasn't familiar
to
with
To be honest, you, yeah, exactly, Devin, thank you. To be honest, normally when you produce the show, you just play the stagers that are already in there.
Well,
like, so
the camera's out. I can actually cook today.
Nah, well, you are cooking.
You would be a sick bar mitzvah DJ. Like, you're bringing all
there. Was the great line somewhere on Twitter this week where it's the you're either cooked or you're cooking. You're either holding.
Oh, that's good.
You're either holding the pot or you're in it.
I like it. Yeah, I like
that's
that.
Really good. Dan Wilson clearly cooking today with the music. Let's get to the back of phones in a sec. Let's get to the Twitter poll. Question of the day is sponsored by Armand Chevrolet. In 2025, Armand Chevrolet is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArmandChevy.com. Elliot Chirp Parks in the role of John Ritchie today. And again,
yes,
we are from Borgata today, the beautiful Borgata, the morning show. Devin Keeney in for Rhea Hughes. Elliot Chirp Parks in for John Ritchie. I am in for Joe DeCamera. So you get to play the John Ritchie role today. Our Twitter poll question of the day is, should the Eagles give Saquon Barkley a similar amount of touches in 2025 as they did in 2024, AESB, no. How do you think the voting
came
down?
So in the spirit of honesty, I'll need a ruling from you on this.
Ooh.
I voted in the poll forgetting, but it was only 300 votes. It was like 3 hours ago or whatever.
It's probably some sort of...
Yeah, fair.
The point is, I will take this less impressively.
Yes, I just wanted to be honest.
But I appreciate the honesty, and you can still vote. Or you can Devin, do you know where the poll is at? Did you see the poll yet?
I have not seen the poll.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
I was actually
good.
Just going to check it out, but I won't look.
Okay, good. So you get the John Ritchie role
today. Okay.
How do you think the voting came out? A, yes, B, no. Should they give Saquon a similar amount of carries this year as they did last year?
I'm going to go 60% yes.
Wow! 57%?
Really?
Yes!
So it's gone up.
Stepping into the John Ritchie, what was it when you looked?
When I looked, it was 53% yes.
Okay, it is up to 57% yes. So people are with you for the most part, Elliot. I do think there's there's some nuance to this, obviously, but... I
understand wanting to save him for the playoffs. I understand coming off a season with a lot of touches, you want to be smart with them so you get the best version of him. My only pushback on it is... The Eagles should take advantage of Saquon being a great player when he is a great player. You have no idea what the team's going to look like in 26, especially 27. And with how good he can be right now, I want the ball in his hands as much as possible.
Let's get to as many calls before we get out of here as we can. Joe and Hugh coming up next. Let's talk to our buddy Tim in Swedesboro. Thanks for hanging, Tim. How you doing, pal?
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How you been?
How are you guys doing?
What up? How you
good.
Doing?
I'm all right.
I was love a good eye.
Yeah, man. I was listening to earlier with the debate of Ryan Howard and Bryce Harper. I'm saying, can you imagine those two in the same lineup?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
that would have been cool to see. Cause,
it would have been.
Would
Bryce be willing to go to the outfield? Or
I think so. Maybe
for Ryan Howard. Yeah. Devin, you should ask him that next time you get a chance to talk.
Oh, I'm on it. Yeah. People, I get like the funniest requests. I had a friend reply or like send me, you know, the Phillies will post, James, I don't know if you know this, like the players walking.
I've seen it before. Outfits. Yeah, sure.
I had someone DM me and say, can you please ask Bryce Harper where he got his sweater?
Whoa.
I want it. It's like, you know what? I'll try to get to
that.
Yes,
you get to that one.
That might be lower on my list.
I don't know if that'll
list.
Go over too well.
Might
but
be lower I'll, on my, yeah, I get to I'll ask like to one list. Question to him. So yeah, that'll be the one. Go ahead, Timmy.
Well, I was like reading about this article last night about where he allowed 20 runs in 2 starts. Am I reading that right?
That is right? Sadly correct. Yes,
it is a wild thing to say out loud and read.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess especially because what was it, Devin? It was like the best first 9 or 10 starts or whatever it was prior to that,
yeah.
In like since like the 30s or the 40s or something.
I think since the 30s,
yeah.
And then the 20 runs makes him the first pitcher in baseball history to allow, or MLB history, 20 or more earned runs in fewer than 6 innings pitched in 2 starts.
Great. So we are battling great. Extremes,
making history.
Here.
Yeah. Both
one
ways.
Way or the other, Tim.
I'm going to say I really hope we're not getting another Aaron Nola. I really hope because he's been awesome. Lazardo's been awesome, really.
Yeah. No, he has.
He has been awesome. But
think Lizardo is like, it is fine with him having 2 bad starts.
Yeah.
The issue
it's
is.
It's just how bad
it's the 20. Yeah, if it was like 13 runs over 2
totally.
Starts, that wouldn't be great, but it's the 20 that really kind of hammers it home.
Tim, you got an answer for us for Go to Goats?
Okay. I hope nobody said this one. I got OJ James. I haven't had much luck with this. I'm going to go with Bruce Lee.
Ooh. That's pretty, as the goat martial artist, is that the lane for it?
Yeah, the martial artist.
Yeah,
I think he's the only one.
No, Tim, I think this is a great answer.
I don't even know if I can name a second.
I mean, there are guys who are doing it in movies. And, I mean, Jackie Chan. You
oh,
see,
yeah.
Like, there are guys
one.
Like that.
You might have just cost him my vote.
But I don't know. I think Bruce Lee's way ahead. I think Bruce Lee was like a real... I mean, Bruce Lee's a great answer. I think Bruce Lee has a potential.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but is Jackie Chan more of an actor and Bruce Lee?
Exactly.
Okay, that's what
And Bruce Lee became an actor, but Bruce Lee was way more famous than a martial artist
first.
Yeah. Good All question, right. though. Good clarification. Let's keep it rolling. We got a real one on the line. Suck to our buddy Mike in New York. Michael!
James, what's going on?
How you been, buddy? Long time. I know we've connected here and there, but it's been a while.
My guy, it's good to hear from you, buddy.
Same here. Devin, what's going on, girl? How is it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I haven't really been calling or listening because, quite honestly, I was in no mood to hear anything about the Phillies, about the Sixers, about the Flyers. I have just been on a daily crusade every single day reminding every single person I see that we have a 2-time Super Bowl champion and
there
we've
you
got
go.
More coming, baby.
So I can just picture you doing this in the Kelly Green velour suit you wore in Baltimore.
Oh, my God, with the big chain.
With the big chain, just walking around. Everyone's like, Lizardo, give up 21s. You're like the dagger.
Yeah. You're like, go Bert. E-A-G-L-E-S. Yeah, walking into your gym, yelling people. Plus, I actually think of all of our callers, if you had said to me, which of your callers will rep the Super Bowl win the most for the longest, you would have been my answer.
Mike's one of them, for sure.
I appreciate that. And for that, I internally love you guys.
My
the best, brother. So what's on your mind today? I'm assuming you want to talk Eagles and not Phillies. Be hilarious that after he's like, all right, now I got to talk Harbor, guys. Let's talk.
So believe it or not, I was listening before, and kudos to the dude that's out there doing 15 miles a day. I was out there
it's
running
crazy.
This morning.
It's awesome.
I do 5-mile ruck every morning, so kudos to that guy. Mm. And I was listening, and I heard somebody call, and I guess there was a little bit of a topic about the Phillies, because I have not watched a single pitch of baseball this year, of anything.
Wow.
And how you guys are saying that the Phillies are kind of like, being a little bit more businesslike, and they're not, being their fun, their fun, like, collegiate self that we all kind of fell in love with. And a little bit of a warning, Nick has been successful because we've allowed Nick to be Nick. Now, he's kind of reeled it in a little bit, and he's changed it, and he's, like, kind of repurposed his energy. But you know what? I really don't think Nick would be as successful as he's been if we wanted to change Nick. You got to let people be who they are. Like
I agree with that.
When what it sounds to me, and again, I haven't watched anything, so I'm taking this from a real different perspective. the Phillies are probably putting some undue and unnecessary added pressure on themselves by just not being themselves.
Well, I would also say, Mike, like the Eagles thing, because you bring up Nick Sirianni, right? Nick and Jalen, and like they have fun, and AJ and all those guys, but their thing was never we're like the party fun team. Look how loose we are. Like from day one, they have kind of been like, our thing is hard work. Our thing is being obsessed with football. So they could kind of keep with it. That's like a sustainable thing. Well, I do think the Phillies should keep being themselves. What you're saying is making me think, like, maybe it's just hard to keep being the fun team when things aren't fun anymore. Like, things
are really good point.
Things
Elliot.
Weren't fun for the Sixers after a while. And maybe for the Phillies, like, it's just not fun anymore. And well, it's hard to manufacture that.
It's a great point. Honestly, you can't manufacture it.
Right.
It has to be natural. It has to be, you know,
whereas the Eagles,
real.
The Eagles
and
thing
look,
is sustainable.
And I think part of that goes back to what a lot of us complained about in the offseason is the not bringing in enough new blood, not having enough change up, putting the same group together. Like, of course they're going to feel that pressure. Of course there's going to be that thing hanging over them. Like, and yeah, to your point, and then you get rid of the one guy who's like in Stubbsy, one guy who's like the chief vibes officer guy, which again, you know, we all understood at the time, but like maybe they've gone, like maybe it's not just that they've gone too far with the no fun. Maybe to your point, like they can't
have it.
Yeah. It's fascinating. Mike, you got an answer for us in a go to goats?
So let's take a step back again to the Super Bowl. And, you know, I'm not putting pressure on you guys about calling out a specific caller, but I want to do the GOAT call of all calls.
Oh, I know exactly.
Is this a low? You're certainly playing to two of the judges here.
Okay? We heard
from Westchester.
Our guy, Drew from Westchester, had the greatest single phone call I have ever heard on this station, and it was at the most appropriate time right before the Super Bowl. It gave us all chills. It gave us tears.
I legit almost welled up when
oh my God, I need to hear
my
this.
Great answer. We're gonna have to, Mike,
I will
you.
Say it,
great
yeah,
call.
My man.
Dan,
it was an emotional time,
Dan,
but like, it was,
yeah, so that's what we're gonna do. Dan Wilson, I'm gonna make him do a little work back in the studio. Dan has done a great job. He's been doing work the whole show. Yeah. I'm not implying that he hasn't. But, Dan, see if you can find that. I know we tweeted it out from the Go Birds feed, from our feeds. Retweet it. Like, it's there. You can find it. Just take a search. We'll get to that next segment. So give you a little time to find it. But next segment, especially if we've got two judges here who have not heard it, in Dan and Devin, we will play Drew's amazing call from Super Bowl week, or at least a portion of it. It was really great. It was the day of the Super Bowl, the day before it, right there. I think it was day of.
Yeah, it was the morning of.
So we'll play that. That is a great answer, though. You will see. All right, let's keep it rolling. Usually at this time by the week, we do drop of the week right now. We will not do it because Joe is not here, and I am not back in the studio, and that's usually the way it works.
So
but
there it is.
Drop of the week when we
dropped it.
Is a sponsor. We will never drop, though, family. Company Jewelers. Drop of the week is sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Great place, South Jersey's diamond destination. Drop of the week. We'll be back next week. Joe and I will both. I'm assuming Joe will be here. I think
I'm here next Friday.
So
too.
Yeah, I think it's the three. You know, yeah. And Devin and I think Rhea off. I'm not sure. We'll figure it out. Though we will be here.
Elliot and I will be here.
Drop of the week will be happening. I will be the metaphysical here.
Yes.
Like just not the physical here. All right, let's keep it rolling. Let's talk to our buddy Dave in Wilmington. Hey, Dave.
Top of the morning to you guys.
And the rest of the day to yourself, lad.
Look at that.
That was an Irish accent right there.
Yeah.
Oh, really
add that one to the drop of the week.
Was it bad? I thought it was all right.
No, it was like, good. It was
no, just... I just didn't expect it. It was like, ooh. Anyways.
Well, first off, Elliot, I want to tip my hat to you because that debate, you had an uphill battle. And you really brought the fire, even though you lost from the game.
I don't even think uphill battle. Like he had a non-winning hand. It's like trying to say my hand's better than yours. I'm going to beat you. Oh, it's not. Sorry,
well,
I lost.
To be fair, it's
you had
also
no chance.
It's also funny we don't have to say what the debate was about, and everybody knows. That's how you really know.
You just had no chance.
Yeah, like, I mean, I do think,
I think Rhea was great. Like she did an awesome job, but I think she like was playing from. It's like basically like if you're trying to bluff someone who's got a full house or something.
Yeah.
It's like. They're not putting their hand down. Sorry. Like, you're going to lose.
Now, you know what's a ding against Josh Harris? What's happening with Terry McLaurin?
Do
Washington.
I know? Yeah, many things.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Terry McLaurin thing in Washington is very surprising. I know we're not going to get into it, but anyway, I appreciate the kind words.
The next thing I wanted to comment on the Bryce Harper and Ryan Howard thing, Ryan Howard didn't have four or five batters every day go 0-3, 0-4, 0-5.
I was trying to point out that, like, Jimmy was the fuel. Chase was as good a player. Like, I was trying to point out he had a lot more help in that moment.
That's one of the things. This Phillies offense is very consistent. Every game, there's 3 to 5 batters that go 0-4.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one way to be consistent.
Dave, good spinning there. We're always saying how inconsistent the offense is. It's like, no.
You know exactly what you're going to get out of Mark.
Pretty consistent.
Great point, Dave.
So that's all I really wanted to say.
You got a goat of goats? I know you're very good at these.
My goat of goats is fictional weapons, a lightsaber.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yo.
That's creative.
Dave, really good answer. And we want creative answers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely the goat fictional weapon, right? Just made up weapons. Like, it's got
Did you
be.
Guys ever have, like, a lightsaber?
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
I can still remember, like, holding it and you, like, went, like, bam.
And of course, the ones that made the noise.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, it made the noise. Yeah.
I was a big Star Wars guy growing up.
Who wasn't?
Yeah.
That's surprising, though, Elliot.
I agree, it's surprising. Yeah, I had all the little action
figures. I was surprised, too, by that the first time I heard it, Devin. I already knew this, but I was shocked when I first heard it.
It almost makes me, like, gain a new respect for you.
Thank you.
Me, too.
Just because you've been so, like, you like reality TV. You don't typically like the, like, sci-fi fantasy type stuff.
I'm not a sci-fi guy. So growing up, my friends used to say I looked like an Ewok.
Oh, well, that's really mean.
Tough. I just rewatched the original three movies. Emily and I watched New Hope and Empire Strikes Back on our flight. We went to the wedding in California. We watched on the flight. It was great. It was freaking awesome.
I don't know if we have time for this, which is not the best tease, but tell Devin what you told me about how they're changing the movies.
Oh, all right. So this is a really fascinating thing. And back to the phones in a minute. 215-592-9494. If you want to chime in on this, it's a really interesting thing that I did not know. So Emily and I told you we just watched A New Hope and Empire, whatever, on the flights, and then we finished and we got back. But in A New Hope, we're watching it, and there's this scene early on when they first meet Han and they decide they're going to go on the Millennium Falcon where he leaves the bar and he's talking to Jabba. And I'm like, I don't remember that, to Emily. And she's like, no, yeah, I was there or whatever. And it turns out I was right. Like, it was not in the original movie. And it turns out that over the years, George Lucas has added to Star Wars, because in his mind, it was not perfect. He wanted to change. So, like, obviously, I get it, you know, change the effects, but he's actually added scenes, changed things about the movie.
So he's basically made them all, like, director's cuts in a way.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Now, so...
But here's the crazy thing. You can't really watch the original version.
So I that was where we came to, is that I am fine with... Art is an evolving thing. And if he has the ability to improve on his art, cool, good for you, that's great. But there should be an option to watch the original thing as it originally was. Like, in a way, you're, like, altering history. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, like, sneaky altering.
Sneaky.
Right. Exactly. You're not really,
it doesn't say when you turn it on, it doesn't say this film has been modified from its original version.
Yeah.
Like it used to when we watched TV at home when we were kids, you know, when they
and like a
this
movie,
film has been formatted
for
the, you know, because they change it from the square to the
I wonder what
the square
biggest
TVs
scene
the
that
rectangles.
He, like, either, has he taken any scenes out or, like, replaced them?
So I haven't gone through all the changes. It was just stuff I noticed. And then I went and found, like, I double checked it, and it turns out, so you have to go back and get, like, you have to have a DVD pre-1997 to see, so when they re-released it, I guess, in 97, prior to New
Crazy.
Mass, they changed stuff, and then he's been changing stuff since.
Wow.
Isn't this crazy?
That is crazy.
So also, it's like, a fascinating philosophical discussion, too, about, like, what about art, about like, what is a...
Because it's not the true original.
Right, and it's something where it's, even like, as it's a like kid, like, I have this memory and this experience with this thing, but I can never have that exact thing again.
It's also, like, at a certain point, make up your mind, man.
Yeah,
like,
well,
the movie's done. It came out 50 years ago.
I agree. I am fine with artists wanting it, but, like, again, like... You did the one thing initially. Like, I need to be able to see that. So I think it's a fascinating philosophical discussion.
That is.
All right. 215-592-9494. We got one more segment to go. If you want to chime in on that, obviously, feel free. But your last chance, one more segment, Goat of Goats. We're looking for the all-time goat in a certain field or area. And we like creative answers, like that one lightsaber.
That's going to be a tough one.
That is a potential winning
answer.
If you're
on hold, you better get creative.
Yeah, cause... there's good stuff. All right. And again, we will also get to times yours and a whole lot more. It's Elliot Short Parks, James Seltzer, Devin Caney from beautiful Borgata. We're coming right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. The Phillies lost to Toronto 9-1 yesterday, making it their sixth loss through seven games. Jesus Luzardo gave up 8 runs and 9 hits in just over 2 innings. He's given up 20 runs over his last 2 starts. The Phillies sit a game and a half behind the Mets in the NL East. They will open their series in Pittsburgh with a bullpen game tonight as Zach Wheeler remains on paternity leave. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. Weather today, partly cloudy with a high of 87. It's currently 70 degrees. Listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP on your streaming device, download the free Odyssey app, or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
I almost said it's Go Birds Radio. It is not. It is the morning
basically
show.
Basically,
yeah. Basically.
From Borgata. Is this a little Eddie Money? Oh, no, Eddie Cochran. Lives His Life as a Highway, right?
Sounds like Life is a
Highway.
Well,
and then Rascal Flatts.
Ah, oh, Rascal Flatts.
Okay. I was going to say.
You had a chance to play Fish this show, and you didn't. I will throw that out there.
Can
Fish
you really
reference.
Play Have you ever
yes,
played
I
Fish?
I play Fish. You guys
Does
don't
Fish
know
even
it.
Have songs?
I play yeah. Fish coming back on Fridays all the time. And Joe, actually, it's one of the few songs Joe waits till the perfect time. Here, like, it doesn't matter. But Tweezer is a song I play coming back all the time.
Is it the song that's like,
It goes, no, it goes like.
That's how all their songs sound, I feel like.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I totally know what song you're talking about.
Well, Well, you know. It's one that there is a clear moment where the rest of the band kicks in and Joe knows exactly to wait for that moment, which is very rare with him.
Does he know it's
Because it's
Fish?
A great song to come back from break to. I have no idea. Probably not, knowing Joe. But it is a great song to come back from break to. Tweezer slaps. And you know what? I don't have to tell you. I'll let Sean and King of Prussia tell you. Sean, will you just school these people?
Step into the freezer.
That's right, buddy.
It was perfect.
Caesar with a tweezer.
Freezer. And immediately I'm like,
well, so that's why I started playing it. That's why I started playing it on Fridays that you guys had know about the soundproof freezer thing with Joe back when it used to be. The song is Step into the Freezer, you know, is Tweezer. So I used to play it leading into Beat the Hammer. I used to play it 7:20 a lot of times. So. Anyway, you've definitely heard it. If I said played it right now, you'd recognize it, Devin. I mean, Dan Wilson continues to just not put it on the air.
It's crazy. You
know, as many times as possible.
Yeah, but he's crushing it as a DJ.
He was. Sean, go ahead.
Well, that was my goat Fish song. No, just kidding. So, no, but did you guys see when the Eastern Conference Finals MVP got handed out and Tyrese Halliburton like thought it was going to be him?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Dude, that's how I just felt about 20 minutes ago when you're like, oh, we got one of the realest ones we know online here. We're going to go to our buddy. And I'm like, Delta, you're too kind.
Well, see, hold up. If I were just talking like my pals, sure. And not to mention, Drew's my pal too, but I meant more that you don't call Go Birds.
Yeah,
Sean.
You got to start calling
so
Go Birds.
So a real one, just so you know, a real one is a Go Birds caller who calls us on Saturdays. Those are our real ones. So
I woke up, I put the radio on, I thought I slept through a whole day.
No, yeah, that is, yeah, exactly, yeah. So you got to call us on Saturdays more to get real ones, status, Sean. You're my real one, but you got to be a Go Birds real one, you know?
No, nice. I'll take it. I'll take your real one anyway.
There we go.
So, all right, I'm going to go right to my answer because I got to run here a little bit.
Love it, no problem. That's all we wanted from you anyway.
Yeah, I didn't know Buzz was a judge. I thought I was just three. So I had one Taylor for you and Devin. I was going to say the Goat Love song, This Must Be the Place. Got to be the Goat Love song.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
answer, but I love that answer.
What it
was? Naive Melody, This Must Be the Place. Talking about?
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear what
Home
you said. Sorry, you're
is where I want to be. Lift me up and turn me around. Go ahead. No. Emily will kill me if I sing anywhere on the air. She has given me an express written. She doesn't even listen, and she's like, you better not sing on the air. It's not good.
All right. So my goat of goats, it's the goat meal that you can possibly have. It can be different for everybody, but it's Mom's Home Cooking.
Oh, that is a really
creative.
Clever,
like very creative.
That's a potential winner. That is a creative answer. Yeah, you know, like you, especially a way to spin something that could
everyone
be controversial.
Loves their own moms.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought he was going to say a hamburger.
That is a good. Yeah. That's the point.
I'm confused. Why were James and I singled out in the first answer? Was it because he just didn't think that you'd know
it? Because Elliot doesn't know
it. No. Okay, you mean me and you? Yeah, I thought.
We were singled out because he knows we've talked about it on the air before.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
come
yeah.
up.
Okay.
He knows that you like that song and I like that song, but he was like, I want to play to all
no,
the
I'm,
judges.
I'm honored. I just didn't know.
It is one of the great songs. Mom's it is literally one of my favorite songs
good.
Of all time. Mom's Home's Cooking,
potential
winning answer. All right, back to the phones in a sec. Let's get to the window to the weekend.
Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
All right. Well, we've got obviously Phillies Pirates this weekend. Today, a bullpen game. We'll see how that goes. Going to have to score some runs today.
Who's the opener?
We don't know yet. They haven't announced
it. Who would you guess it would be?
Honestly, after yesterday, I don't know. They had to use so many guys.
Right.
Is it Joe Ross? Is announced? Okay, that would make sense because they didn't use Ross yesterday. Joe Ross makes a ton of sense, and he's someone who can go multiple innings. So that makes sense. Joe Ross makes sense as an opener. Could get pretty ugly today on there. But in addition, Stanley Cup finals tonight. Edmonton up 1-0 in the series. Game 2 tonight. And then on Sunday, I don't love that it's Sunday instead of Saturday. It feels like we don't need that extra day. But if you missed it last night, OKC Indiana... a thrilling game. Indiana down 15 points in the fourth quarter and would end it like this.
Gildas Alexander spins, pulls up, jumper. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Nesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls up, jump shot. It's good! It's good with 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. Well, honestly, one of the more memorable postseason runs a player has had
for
the NBA that I could think of. Just like every time I've watched some of the games too, but like
player who is not a superstar.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
like,
I mean?
Yes. For a guy like having a moment, like he's having
a moment. Yeah, and that was a wild finish again last night. I will say, you know, I know it wasn't a three, but like, where's my bang, Mike Green?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're in that moment. You don't give me a bang, Mike.
Yeah, I agree.
It'd be like the hammer not giving a bang after a big win. I mean, you gotta do it. And then Phillies this weekend. All right, let's get some more calls. Time's here is coming up. A few. We got to pick a winner. Let's go to Bob and talking. Bobby.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What up, Bob?
Listen, I will not accept anything less than a sweep of the Pirates this weekend. I mean, the Pirates stink.
I agree.
They do, and I think you're right in a macro sense. The Phillies should sweep them like they did here, but you know, the bullpen game today is. Today's going to be a tough one to win, Bob.
No, but the Pirates stink. The Pirates stink. We have to sweep this way. We come home next week, home crowd, and then we play a really good Chicago Cubs team, and then we make our statement. Like, I'm getting frustrated, so I need a Pirates sweep this weekend.
I agree. And this is a streaky team, too. Like, you think about what they've – Devin Center update, 6 of 7 they've lost now. Before that, they were playing really well. So I do think the Pirates are a really good opportunity to, like, get things going again. I agree they should sweep them. In baseball, you never know. But, yeah, they go with Pittsburgh. They sweep them. I think they can definitely take some momentum into the next week.
Yeah.
Bobby, you got a go-to-goats for us, my friend?
I do. I have the greatest liquid substance of all time. And that's water. Water is the basis of life. It's the basic.
Bob, this is a great answer.
The liquid in the world.
Bob,
water,
honestly, that's a potential winner. It's the kind of stuff I'm looking for. Like,
it is
right.
My favorite drink. So.
Well, regardless of whether it is or isn't, and that is the blandest take that anyone has ever had in
the
history of the
planet. It's my favorite drink.
Like, I would joke about someone being, oh, their favorite drink's water.
Yeah.
Ha. But to Bob's point, like, it is absolutely the goat liquid. It is the most important.
Yeah, without question.
It is.
That is a potential winning answer. I'm just throwing that out there.
Some
water.
Question if the body's 70% water.
Yeah. Luckily, we have a pro science panel on the board today, which I appreciate.
So this feels like a Joe callback.
Joe doesn't believe that the body is whatever percent water that it is. But Joe doesn't believe it because
it's just factual.
Because he does. Yeah, it's factual. It's
because
science.
He's like, where
he's
is
he's like,
the
where's
water?
The water when I cut myself?
Why doesn't water come out?
Yeah, it is.
Why
it
doesn't water come out when you cut cake?
It is exactly. And why don't eggs come out when you're cutting cake? It is. It is like some of the things. Like,
it's
sure, you can like be like. It is it no no no. There's a word for it. It's dumb. It is so unbelievably moronic for someone who is not dumb.
Accept the explanation.
Yes, Joe is not dumb. He is clearly a bright person. Like, he has his blind spots, but he's not dumb. It is dumb. Like, Joe is being stupid when he does that. That's how I feel about it.
Wow, where are they?
Well,
I mean,
actually,
Joe's at his stupid. Honestly, it's like it's so dumb. It makes me angry how dumb it is because he is not dumb and it is so dumb. Like, my daughter, who is 6 and graduating kindergarten today, shout out Zoe, would not say something that absolutely moronic. Anything. Like, she's never said anything as stupid as that. That's how dumb it is.
Well, I'm excited to hear Joe talk about it now, next time.
I mean, you agree, right? I mean, it's
factually correct.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
I feel like this is very cathartic for you, James.
Yeah.
Well, because I say it to his face every time. I'm like, you're dumb. That's dumb. Don't do that. It doesn't work. Let's go to Rich and Aston. What up, Rich? Rich.
Hey, man. Great morning. What a great show this morning.
Thanks, man.
Awesome. Thanks for listening and calling.
My head's exploding. So many things to talk about. Phillies, greatest of all time. So listen, I'm an older guy. Been to every ballpark in the country. And I'm going to tell you that Pittsburgh was one of my greatest disappointments because my expectations were high. I've been there 3 times, and it was okay. It was
wow. I thought it was beautiful.
Thank you for having the bravery to be honest about this.
I thought it was a great place to watch a ball game.
Division. It's not even the best park in their division.
Well, obviously Wrigley is better, but Wrigley, Wrigley I said, I don't count Wrigley. Wrigley and Fenway are in its own class. I agree with you. If you're saying what's the best park in baseball, it's Wrigley. I agree with you. I would say Wrigley. Yeah. But I'm if I don't count the old ones, I like PNC.
I'll tell you what, the bank is better than...
Bank is great.
Of course it's better.
It's up there. It's one of them.
Yeah. All right, so Phillies, they need a right-handed outfielder, center fielder, and that's where they need to go. Let's go, Dombrowski. I wanted to talk about Goat for a second.
Yeah,
he's an older guy. I understand. Nice young folks. You're suffering from young folks syndrome. The question is not what is the greatest you have ever seen and what is the greatest right now. It's the greatest of all time.
I agree with you.
And it's got to be all time. So, like, Andy Cohen is not the greatest of all time.
I agree. I totally disagreed with that when that happened.
To be fair,
have you
ever seen him do a Vanderpump Rules reunion?
I've seen him. He's not the greatest of all time at any sake.
Agree to disagree.
Right? But let's go with greatest of all time. Ready? Hot dog at a baseball game. Greatest food at a sporting event.
I love that.
Great answer.
I like that.
Now, here's the issue we're having with that, is the song literally says, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Like, true.
So while hot dog is a great one, I feel like it's not the GOAT baseball snack.
I think it probably is, but I don't know if the gap between them is as big as he made it out to be. All right, back to the phones in a minute. Let's see what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
What I would like to say is that time's yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Wilson, let's see what we got today.
Watching this game for a second time today. And I feel like I still got to throw up every time. Where are the bats? Time's not theirs.
Yeah.
Did he say he watched that game twice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Like,
that's a life choice.
That is. I mean, that's like some Jack Fritz stuff. Don't do that.
ESP's an idiot. Pittsburgh's ballpark is beautiful.
Thank you.
So is the Reds, just because the team stinks. That those teams stink. Doesn't have anything to do with the ballparks. They're both beautiful ballparks. Moron.
Yeah, you know stunk? You know who stunk for the majority of their time? The Cubs and Wrigley.
So
it's a great ballpark.
I'm going to go ahead and say Chicago's a little more baseball history than Pittsburgh. Like, I can't take a ballpark seriously when they never play big games there.
Well, they used to play. I mean, they have not played many in this ballpark, but they have played big games in their history.
I'm saying in this ballpark. So, Ellie, I'm not totally agreeing with you.
I'm not saying that
PNC is the best, but I am saying, like, the revere it receives.
Yes, it's crazy.
So here, it's a bit unwarranted.
Maybe it goes over the top. My whole thing with Elliot, and this is my argument with Elliot in so many different avenues, whether we're arguing movies or there's that, I don't think that you can contribute to the conversation unless you've been to the ballpark. My point is Elliot's...
That's also fair.
Elliot's talking from ignorance. He is saying, I feel that it is this way, but I've never actually been in the ballpark. I feel like he is not allowed to comment.
But my opinion
on it,
not based on being there. My opinion is...
But
because
mine
they
is.
Don't, no, I
the
know.
Whole point I'm making is I've been to the ballpark, and sitting there and watching a game there is special.
Well,
until you do
your
opinion is literally invalid.
Is it because it has a good view?
It's because it's awesome. It's the bridges. It's the view, the feel.
So
when you're there, you feel like you're very close to the field.
Yeah.
Like, there's like, you have to be there for it. I agree. Watching on TV, it's not the greatest ballpark you've ever seen. You have to be there and experience it, and you haven't. So you're.
Maybe one day.
What you say doesn't matter.
Maybe one day.
All right, let's do one more, Dan.
Jack is going to sweep Joe in the easiest 5-0 I've ever seen. It's really simple when you come down to it. All right, running. Jack's taller, longer legs, bigger feet, obviously. Got that easily. Baseball, Joe can't even run without pulling a groin. Boom, Jack. Golf swings, ass. Boom, Jack. Tennis, Jack. Basketball, taller, Jack. It's really not a debate. Time's yours, pal.
So I would like to give a little credit here, and I think it is very warranted and just and deserved. I would like to give credit to the three of us for making it this entire show without talking about it. I think the audience wanted it. I think the audience needed a day off. You're very welcome. We'll get back to it next
week. I do think
I think we just need a date at this point.
Yes, and I agree with what you're going to say. The mental edge that Joe has is underrated, yes. I think, at this point. All right, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's squeeze another real one in. Jeremy in Syracuse. We haven't spoken to you on Saturdays in a while. Jeremy, how you been, buddy?
Hey, hello, Go Birds Morning Show.
My man. Today? Very happy to have another real
good
one
to hear
before
from
we get out of here.
I know it's been a minute. I don't usually get to call in on Saturdays because I'm always a little bit busy, but I had to make an exception today.
This will qualify as a real one call in, yeah.
I'll do my best to call in tomorrow. How about that?
I love it.
So, as a hands-up guy...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A little inside the dugout fact about me. I still consider myself a new Phillies fan, so I'll give you a point. I need you to educate me on if it makes sense at all.
Sure. All right.
Do we expect to see Crawford and Painter in the majors at any point this season?
Painter, absolutely.
Painter, yes.
Yes. Crawford, I think, is a question mark. To the thing we cited before, Jody Mack yesterday brought up on the morning show, there are only four guys starting the season who are 21 years old or younger in all of Major League Baseball. Crawford's 21. He's very young, so... I don't know for sure that we'll see Crawford. If I had to bet, I would lean yes over no, but Painter 100% will pitch in the majors this year, unless he gets hurt.
Yeah, I draw a comparison to it with when Nick Sirianni gave up play calling. Like, I'd rather do it sooner than later, like before the trade deadline, so that we can properly like assess.
Well, and I think that's an interesting angle to it. How badly do you have to trade for a center fielder? I don't know until I know what I have in Justin
Crawford. Yeah, but I also don't think you're going to get that answer.
Well, they also might just know that he's not ready and believe that no matter – look, he'd come up and be good for a week or 2 weeks, and they don't trade for somebody, and then he isn't, you know. So, yeah.
And if anything, you'll be closer to finding that answer, too.
That's true.
It's good business at that point.
No, that's true. All right, Jerry, you got an answer for us? Try and win these Phil's tickets.
So I had one, but Mike and me, the other guy in New York, stole my answer. Shout out to everyone in Westchester. But the GOAT of GOATs, one of three 7-time champions whose total win record cannot be broken at any point in the future. 200 wins, 7 championships, the GOAT of NASCAR, Richard Petty.
Okay, good answer. I'm going to take your word for it, and I think it
sounds impressive.
Yeah, is he one of those King guys, right? Isn't his nickname the King, Richard Petty?
Isn't that Dale?
I have no idea.
Dale Earnhardt?
No, I think it might be Richard Petty. Okay. I'm not sure. Does anyone know? I know there's one of those guys.
Not.
I think it is him. All right, let's turn to. Let's get some answers in. As you, again, you have a chance. Give us a go to goats. Your last chance to get in. So we will decide who will join us next week at the Phillies game. Steve in Williamstown. Stevie, give us a go to goats.
What's going on, guys? I don't think any goat conversation is complete without mentioning Jimi Hendrix.
You did that just for John Ritchie, didn't you?
Damn right.
You're the best, buddy. Great to talk to you, Steve. And look, I think that is a judging panel thing. I doubt that Devin or Elliot is going to go with Jimi Hendrix, but we will find out. Let's talk to Sean in Limerick. Sean, you got an answer for us?
I do. Great show today.
Thanks, Bob.
This guy, when you think of this type of music, there's only really one guy that, when you talk about rock bands and musicians, there's all the different types of guys you can go for, but
going
when
MJ.
You think about opera, who do you think of?
Ooh!
Pavarotti.
Pavarotti. That is an interesting one. Yeah.
I mean, I love opera music, and without a doubt, and I like Andrea Bocelli very much.
I think Pavarotti's the dude.
Is the goat of goat. You can't compare it. To me, he's like the Michael Jordan.
No, Sean, that's a great answer. I do think that is,
I
some
like
potential
the creativity
there.
We're getting.
Me
here,
too,
yeah.
All right, Bill in Orlando. Bill, you got an answer?
Hey, penicillin.
What was that? Oh, penicillin. As the goat penicillin. Medicine?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
Ooh. Oh, tough panel.
Yeah.
Right? Because penicillin was pretty important, but. Interesting one.
One time me and Kristen were out to eat, and the waitress was like, are you allergic to anything I should know about? And I said, penicillin.
And she was like, I don't need to know about that.
Yeah, I didn't need that information.
That is a tough allergy to have. You'd rather not be allergic to penicillin than be allergic.
How allergic are you? Do you have to, like,
I haven't had it in, I don't know, 20 years.
Well, that's good.
How allergic are you?
Yeah. What level?
I don't want to find out.
So, like, my friend is allergic to penicillin, and she has to wear bracelets, like, if she goes to the hospital, they have to know not to give that.
I don't do that. Maybe I should start.
Honestly, you probably should. All right, let's talk to Neil in the Northeast. Neil, you got an answer for us.
Well, first of all, shout out to Devin and Ruben's show, 8 o'clock, and Goldbird's Radio tomorrow at 1 with you
Thank
and
Thank you, Neil. I love it. Hyping up the shows. And Neil, you got an answer for us.
Okay, I'll take Bill Russell, 11 NBA titles in 13 years.
It's a good answer, the goat of winning. And Will, our buddy in the Northeast. Will, you got an answer?
Yes, sir. I believe we won't be able to talk about any of these things without this invention, the ball.
Ooh.
I think the
wheel wins is an invention.
Well, yeah.
Way more important. I get his point. But all right. So we're up against it. We got to make a call pretty quickly here. We have 4 voters: Dan Wilson, Devin Caney, Elliot Trebarks, James Seltzer, in order of age. I just did it there. Youngest to oldest. Mm. Yes, I am by far the oldest. All right. So I think we have those few answers there at the end. I don't think you are. Then Elliot?
We'll break this down off.
Okay. You're definitely not, though. I mean, Elliot's closer to my age, I think, than yours. Maybe. I'm not sure, though. Either way. I think the top answers, we just had those ones. I think Pavarotti was a good one. I think water as the goat liquid. I think the wheel as the goat invention. I think the lightsaber as the goat fictional weapon.
Ooh, yeah.
I think Phelps. I think mom's home cooking as the goat meal. I think those are probably the ones that stick above.
Props to the audience. Those are all great answers. For me, it's the lightsaber.
I got to go lightsaber.
So I don't know that it is. I get it, but there are other
What fictional weapon is better?
I mean, there's all kinds of. I mean, any like the a transformer is a fictional weapon,
That's not
right?
A weapon.
Of course it is.
It's a person.
But he's got robot. He's got guns. He's got all his stuff on him. Like I'm just saying, I don't think it's a lock that it's a lightsaber. Like I don't know, man. Like water as the goat liquid, like. It is so far and away more important. Everything bases from it. Like, all drinks have water in them. Any sort of liquid you have has water as base. Like, I personally, I'm voting for water. Dan Wilson, your call.
I was also going to go water. So
Thank you.
We have a hung jury.
You, right? It is a mess. So we got to bring in our 5th voter. He is sitting right next to me. Fantastic. He hates when I always like to do that with him. He hates it. Fran, your call. Water or the lightsaber, the goat? Water! We have a winner, Bob in Pensauk in the upset. It was a great answer there.
Stay hydrated, shout out to Bob.
I think it's just a better answer. Like the lightsaber is a creative answer too, but water is so dominant. It's the life force. We're dead with it.
I think lightsaber would beat water. but
I think that is a really silly thing to say. Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. We're way late. Joe and you, I'm sorry. I took longer than I meant to there. That is my fault. For Devin,
it's
for Elliot,
Joe
for Dan
Brodes.
Wilson. Oh, Joe and Brodes. Brodes, yeah. I'm sorry, buddy. That's my bad. I love Brodes. Everyone listen. We really appreciate a couple extra minutes. I apologize. Shout out to Fran Rojas on site. Dan Wilson doing a great job back in the studio. Anthony Dorenzo doing a great job here helping us out. Tune in Monday. We'll be back on The Morning Show on 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.